Welcome to our third roundtable discussion here at aginggeekfully.blogspot.com. I am John.
I'm Neil. I'm Mr. Neil ESQ on the site.
And I am Brando.
We are talking about our all-time favorite video game consoles, and this week we're down to number three, so I'm gonna take this one. My number three was none other than the original PlayStation. For me, this game system was it was so much different than what I'd played previously, and the game for that really was Resident Evil, which when I played that game, it actually scared me when I played it. There's this part where this giant spider drops down from the ceiling as you're walking through a room, and it literally scared me, and I'd never had anything like that playing a video game before, like to feel actual, you know, feeling manipulation from a system. So that and a game like Final Fantasy Tactics, which it wasn't like a regular Final Fantasy RPG game. It was more like playing chess with the computer. These were all like things that were new to me, and I really enjoyed about this first system.
And I never owned the system. All my friends seemed to have it, though. And I remember spending many an hour in the dormitory playing Worms Armageddon, a very good port of that. Even against you, John. Oh, that one time when you used that banana bomb illegally, how I despised you. But no, it was a great system. I had the pretty much the most refined controller, you know, pretty much in use to this day. Was it DualShock, is it called?
Yeah, the dual analog.
Dual analog, yes. Great system.
I think it's interesting to note the PlayStation actually came about as Sony was originally working with Nintendo to come up with something.
Right.
And they ended up breaking up their relationship. And, you know, I really tend to wonder, you know, what would have happened had Sony kept working with Nintendo? What would
they
have
today? I think that to this day, Sony probably would have usurped Nintendo. We'd be fighting a console war of only two systems instead of three.
Yeah, I think Sega would still be making consoles at this point if that were the case. But I don't know if this is actually true or not, but is this also where we first started to get memory cards, PlayStation? I know.
Oh, yes, because that brings up a very important point. The PlayStation was the first really major system that used CDs instead of cartridges.
Right, yep. And that was, and it was a new system, and it really, you know, changed, I think, the way the video gaming industry went from there. Brando, your number three, please.
My number three is the original Nintendo Entertainment System.
Phenomenal.
You know, I think it was definitely, that was what I grew up with, that was what all my family played, that was what all my friends played. That was the console to have growing up. I just remember countless hours playing Super Mario Brothers, you know, remembering the gun that was so innovative at the time,
yeah,
where you
duck.
Would sit there.
Oh, the zapper!
You would, you know, shoot the ducks. And, you know, I tend to think today, I can't really think, there's no real guns that go with consoles anymore.
Well, your Wii can do that now. The Wii operates in that capacity.
But it's just funny that we think with so many, you know, first-person shooter games out there now that there might actually be a gun that you would use to, you know, we were sitting there shooting ducks with that big, I don't even know what, it was huge. So, I mean, I think technology's advanced to the point today where it would be more interesting to, you know, have one of those things.
And I think that was very true for the Nintendo console, that they had such a wide range of games, probably wider than any other system at the time.
And Super Mario ended up being such a monster for Nintendo.
It's their brand. I mean, Mario's Nintendo is, you know, Sonic was to Sega.
Or even bigger. I mean, and I have to tell you, like, I'm going to admit something right here that I hate admitting publicly, but I've never been able to pull off the turtle trick where you could get a whole bunch of free lives. Never once could I do it. I always had to have my uncle
at the
do
end
it.
Of level 3-1. Oh, yes. I did it every single time, even though occasionally I had to kill my guy to get it exactly right.
Well, my dirty little Super Mario Brothers secret is I cannot jump on that flagpole for the life of me.
Oh, you
always end up somewhere in like the middle or the bottom. And it's just a disappointment.
I always got fireworks on mine. But that was what's so great about Nintendo is the little nuances, the little secrets that you couldn't possibly know. You had to go on the playground and talk to your friends about it to find all these little secrets.
Wait, we had friends?
Oh, how awkward.
All right, we'll be back soon with our number two systems.
Or my number three, because I didn't do mine yet.
Fine. But I bet it's a Nintendo one.
Oh, yes, I'm a Nintendo fanboy, but for a reason. Never better exemplified than my number three, the Nintendo DS. Great system for all ages. You can play Sudoku down to, you know, New Super Mario Brothers. You can play Mario Kart, great Tetris. And, you know, it occurs to me that I'm listing off a lot of the same games that were on previous systems, but Nintendo, I feel, keeps these things very fresh. I think that the DS really excels in how you can play multiplayer with friends. They don't need to have the game, but they can all play in the same room. Very important. Unlike the Game Boy Advance, you didn't need wires. That alone gives people a reason to play because they weren't tethered down. Touchscreen used very, when it's very used, very, not when it's not overused, when it's not used gimmicky, it works incredibly well just, you know, for selecting things, for always having a status screen, like in New Super Mario Bros. For power-ups to appear. It works really great, and, you know, like I said, it's something for everyone on it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not often that you and I see eye-to-eye on...
Ever.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I think the Nintendo DS is probably the best of any handheld system, although, you know, with the 3D coming out...
Oh, the 3DS, yeah.
We'll see what happens there. But as someone who doesn't really like handheld games, I'd much rather sit in front of a TV and play. I even enjoy the Nintendo DS and a lot of what they've ported over.
What about you, Brandon? Did you ever play the DS?
I've never played the DS. I mean,
I think you'd like it. I think no matter what type of gamer you are, there's something for you out there.
I'm going to hook you up with the Mario Brothers DS.
Can we go out on a date?
And John can finally...
You're going to hook me up with it, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
John can finally teach you how to do the one-up trick in it.
All right, so that really concludes part 3 of our discussion about our all-time favorite video game systems. You have been listening to AgingGeekfully.blogspot.com.